Muslim in Masechet Chutzah was what the Baal Shem Tov, the Baal Shem Tov wrote a famous letter. How he had his Aliyah HaNesham in the year Tavkuf Zayin. Yeah, then Rosh Hashanah, I think it was. So that was Nesham was growing up, and different interesting things that happened. And he went to the Heichel of Mashiach, went to the chamber of Mashiach in the spiritual world. And he asked Mashiach, when are you coming? So Mashiach tells him, when your wellsprings will spread outwards, a few other things. The Rebbe said that the main Haidotas Negev for us, the wellsprings will spread outwards. Sikha the Friedrich Rebbe, famous Sikha, Mkhut Devurim Sunta Seret Afresh Tzadik, Friedrich Rebbe just spoke a whole thing about meaning that Chassidus is a preparation for Mashiach. Friedrich Rebbe focuses on what was the Baal Shem Tov's question when he met Mashiach. Baal Shem Tov wasn't the first person to meet Mashiach. Right before the Baal Shem Tov, the Gemara said in Sanhedrin that Tzadik Ches, Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, he met the Eliyonov, he wanted to know, he met Eliyonov by the entrance to Miron, but it's from Leichai's Kever. See, and he asked him when Mashiach is coming, so he said, ask Mashiach himself, where are you going to find him, the entrance of the city of Rome, and how will you be able to tell who he is? Was he sitting amongst the poor people that are suffering, and everyone else, when they change their bandages, they take off all their bandages at once, and put on whatever shmirah, whatever medication, they need to put it back on off. All at once, but Mashiach takes one bandage at a time. In case he has to go, he should be ready to go without having to have to wait. And it's usually different explanations, but this means usually Friedrich Rebbe there goes with the explanation that it's a place in Gan Eden, the spiritual place. It's a Heichel of Mashiach Lamaila. Rebbe Shur Ben Levi goes and he asks Mashiach, when is he coming? He says, I'm coming today. Similar lashon, Mamashi Mosik, Asimai, Leimas, Asimai, similar lashon. Rather than coming today, anyway, the day passes, Rabbi Mashiach didn't come, we're still, that much we could tell. So he asked, the tales of Eliyonov, the Mashiach lied to me. So he says he didn't lie, he meant, Hayoyim, Mikhaili Sishmo. Today, if you listen to David Shah's voice. So the Shidik Rabbi asks, what is the Baal Shem Tov's question? Baal Shem Tov knows that Pias HaMashiach depends on even keeping Teirah Mitzvah. So what is he asking Mashiach? The question was already answered. So the Friedrich Rebbe said like this, it says the Baal Shem Tov looks with his eyes at the Jewish people, and he sees that the Jewish people are in a state of Mekaylei Sishmo. They're fulfilling Teirah Mitzvah with Mesirah Snefesh, with Tumos, with sincerity, self-sacrifice. So he says, if that's the case, he tells Mashiach, his question is not, when are you coming? Friedrich Rebbe says it's much more. He says his Amosai is like in the words of the Mishnah, Pirkei Avos, in the Achshav Amosai. If not now, when? It doesn't mean when as, give me a date. It means, if not now, when? What are you waiting for? You didn't already do Teirah Mitzvah. So Mashiach answers him, but there's still that, as I avoided the preparation for the coming of Mashiach, there has to be the Fusam and the Sechach Chutzah, the wellsprings of Chassidus will spread outwards. The Rebbe says, and in a certain sense, the answer that Mashiach told the Baal Shem Tov isn't completely new. Why isn't it completely new? You already have in the Zohar. The Zohar says, Yevrayim Mehemna, the Moshe Rabbeinu tells Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that with the revelation of Sefer HaZohar, and the Zohar will be revealed at the end of the days, B'hai Sifat Lachdiyu Sefer HaZohar, Yavku Beinu Delusa B'rachamim. That through the revelation of the Zohar, they'll go out of Golos and mercy. Those that are connected to Sefer HaZohar, they'll go out of Golos and mercy. So we see that the spreading of, and the Rebbe always emphasized that the Yonam of the Zohar of Kabbalah, the main point here is not stand in Yonam of the Zohar and Kabbalah reading it like you say to them, but the way they were explained through Chassidus Chabad.